This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Getting America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
Hey, we're back with you, America. 6 minutes after the top of the hour. We are on standby right now for this conference that's going to be held by James Comey, the director of the FBI. And will we find out today if Hillary will be indicted, if they will move forward, or if they will say they've checked everything, they've done their due diligence, and there's nothing further, further to consider here. Time will tell. We'll get that announcement shortly. I think there are some telling things to consider here. I believe that if there was going to be an indictment announced, or at least a recommendation for an indictment, that's because they're not the ones to execute an indictment, but when they will recommend one. If that was the case, I'm not sure that President Obama would be on a plane with Hillary Clinton right now. So, you know, some of these other optics would indicate that there's probably going to be some way for the FBI and the Department of Justice to exit out of this and to make it old news, which is, you know, what the Democrats love to do. They like to take something, whether it's Benghazi or issues of Hillary's emails or anything that has to do with credibility or a fulfillment of her office as anything less than indictable, that there's misunderstanding, there's plausible deniability, and on and on. So we'll see, and we should understand shortly if that's the case or if it's something altogether. But the indication would be that James Comey would not be doing this unless it had something to do with their investigation. After all, over the weekend, they had had a 3-hour meeting with the Secretary of State, and I didn't see any indication or signs of any kind of jubilation on their part. She's pretty good about being able to hold her cards. Now we're getting reports from the studio that Comey has begun the news conference, and we're waiting for the headline here. And as soon as we have that, then we will pass that on to you.
First, I'm going to include more detail about our process than I ordinarily would, because I think the American people deserve those details in a case of intense public interest. And second, I have not coordinated this statement or reviewed it in any way with the Department of Justice or any other part of the government. They do not know what I'm about to say. But I want to start by thanking the FBI employees who did remarkable work in this case. Once you have a better sense of how much we have done, you will understand why I am so grateful and so proud of their work. So first, what we have done. This investigation began as a referral from the Intelligence Community Inspector General in connection with Secretary Clinton's use of a personal email server during her time as Secretary of State. The referral focused on whether classified information was transmitted on that personal system. Our investigation looked at whether there is evidence that classified information was improperly stored or transmitted on that personal system in violation of a federal statute that makes it a felony to mishandle classified information either intentionally or in a grossly negligent way, or a second statute making it a misdemeanor to knowingly remove classified information from appropriate systems or storage facilities. And consistent with our counterintelligence responsibilities, we have also investigated to determine if there is evidence of computer intrusion by nation states or by hostile actors of any kind.
Are you recording this?
Now, I have so far used the singular term email server in describing the referral that began our investigation. It turns out to have been more complicated than that. Secretary Clinton used several different servers and administrators of those servers during her 4 years at the State Department. And she also used numerous mobile devices to send and to read email on that personal domain. As new servers and equipment were employed, older servers were taken out of service.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
Welcome back, America. Bill Martinez here with you just about 6 minutes after the top of the hour. The news conference with FBI Director James Comey continues. As he stated, number one, he did not corroborate or have any pre-discussion with the Department of Justice, the White House. He pretty much is doing this, just based on what the FBI has assembled at this time. Three issues that he's going to present to us is, you know, the process, what they went through, what they determined, and what they will do, and what his recommendation will be as a result of those two previous steps that the FBI took. So, James Comey, right now, talking to the public about the Hillary Clinton email scandal and what the FBI has been able to determine. Meanwhile, we have Bill Salas with us, and it's always an honor to have Bill with us. His website, of course, he's the proprietor of ProphecyDepot.com. He is author of the new book, The New Prophecies, also the best-selling book, Psalm 83, The Missing Prophecy Revealed. Bill Salas, always good to have you with us on Bill Martinez Live. How are you doing, sir?
I'm doing great, Bill. It's good to be back with you. A lot going on.
No question. The news conference, we'll keep people up to date on that. But the main reason that I wanted to have you on today was the Internet has been buzzing over Brexit and the biblical application and perspective that Brexit may or may not have on the UK, the US, and the European Union. What's your read on this? Because this has been one of the top questions that I've been getting, you know, since the people in Britain decided to leave the European Union, Bill.
Yeah, this is really a hot topic as well in the midst of all these other hot topics we're dealing with. And just for your listeners to know, what we're going to be talking about actually comes from an article called Brexit, The Biblical Perspective for the UK, US, and EU. And it is available at my website, prophecydepot.com. With that qualified, let's talk about this because, you know, when you talk about the future and what the biblical perspective, the UK and the EU and the US probably does have biblical ramifications, this move. And what it really stems from is the traditional teaching that someday the Roman Empire, which then became called the Holy Roman Empire, will disintegrate, but then it will reemerge again in the end times. And so when we saw the European Union start to form in the 1950s and ultimately get its name in 1993, and in the process, in 1973, the UK joined in with the European Union. So what we have here is people, the biblical prophecy guys were going at that time, as they were watching this, they thought, here we are. This is a sign of the end times. The Holy Roman Empire is reviving. And so this is just another indicator that we are now living in the end times, like the rebirth of Israel would be another thing, this sort of thing. So, you know, this really was getting people's attention. And then all of a sudden this Brexit thing hits And some of the prophecy scholars are going, oh, gee, what does this mean? Are we now not seeing a revived Roman Empire? Are we not in the end times? Will there even be a revived Roman Empire? So it prompted me to write that article, Bill.
Mm-hmm. Well, maybe God decided to hit the pause button, Bill. You know, you and I, many, many years ago, we talked about the hope for America is an end of a moment, as we understand biblically, when the king of Nineveh understood that they were about to be judged by God, they did something rather quite novel in today's vernacular. They repented. And as a result of repentance, they got a 100-year reprieve. I don't know if that's in God's offing right now, if that's a possibility. All we can do is look at what God has done in the past in terms of some form of his character and the model, and it just brings up the question of a possibility and a hope.
Well, it does, because, Bob, the Lord does control the remote on world affairs, right? So he could hit the pause button. But frankly, I think he's hit the fast forward button. Mm-hmm. And what I mean by that is that when we look at the revived Roman Empire, it comes out on a condition out of chaos, out of necessity, not from noble intention, as best I can understand from all my biblical research. The EU was basically a concept of noble intentions. After the conflict of World War II, the European countries decided, why don't we Rodney King it, right? Why don't we all just get along? So the concept was great. It was noble. But it hasn't been working. It's a really loose fit. And the Brexit is just an emphasis of that. I personally think that the UK, although they may ultimately be in the survived Roman Empire, they may rejoin at some point in time when the world is really in a state of chaos after biblical prophecies have been finding fulfillment. And this is when the revived Roman Empire really does come on the scene. And when technically it's needed to be a world government in place to handle a world gone crazy. And out from that, by the way, comes the Antichrist. See, that's why this is important to understand the revival of empire, because exactly. Daniel 9 tells us out from that comes the charismatic world leader of the end times. But my point being is that the UK and America, I believe, are in a different prophecy of their own in Ezekiel 38. And I think we're in Ezekiel 38, verse 13. I write about that in my Now Prophecies book. But the point being is that when I saw Brexit happen, and they voted out on June 23rd of 2016, I was actually thinking that would be the case, because I think independently the UK is in its own prophecy. So that's also in the article, and I explain all that, Bill. But I don't know that God has hit a pause button here. I think what you're seeing here is the stage being set for Ezekiel 38:13 with the UK in there, in America. Mm-hmm. And that will be one of the most major events that hit world history. It's the most massive, armed, and dangerous Middle East invasion described by the prophet Ezekiel. And when that happens, along with a series of other prophecies I write about, I think you're going to see the world clamoring for some sort of stable semblance of order. Give us a revived Roman Empire again. Give us a world leader to come out of that. And so I frankly think this is a big stepping stone to really all these events starting to converge. So that's my take on it. It's just a little different than what you might be thinking, but I think this is in fulfillment of it.
No, I think it could be consistent. It's just, you know, as you and I have learned experientially during our faith walk, is that God is sovereign. This is his popcorn stand, and it will happen when he says it'll happen. But at the very core of all this, whether you look at the European Union, you look at what's happening in America, there has been a declaration of independence, but that declaration of independence is different than what our founding fathers had declared when they declared independence. It was independent from a nation, not from their God. If anything, it was an exchange. We're going to not be dependent upon Europe or on England. We're going to be dependent on God. And what we're hearing today in the culture is there is a declaration of independence from God, as Dr. Tony Evans would say. And I think that that's the very dangerous deal, where chaos enters in and all these other possibilities, you know, start to become a reality, Bill. So I think we're seeing it. I often say the one thing about prophecy is sometimes we're all blindfolded, filling different parts of the elephant. And the one thing about prophecy that we know and have experienced is that When God wants us to know, then it's the blinders are coming off, and it's almost the scales are coming off a little bit of time, and we're able to look deeper and deeper and understand these things that are spiritually discerned, which is very powerful, especially for a time such as this. Bill Salas is with us, the proprietor of ProphecyDepot.com. More from Bill as we talk about Brexit here on Bill Martinez Live.
Miracles are God's way of letting us know He's here.
From the producers of Heaven is for Real, Miracles from Heaven, based on the incredible true story.
So you're telling me it healed her?
Yes.
That's impossible.
If you don't believe in miracles, you will after watching this film, says The Insider.
He told me I'd be fine.
Who told you you'd be fine?
Miracles from Heaven, starring Jennifer Garner. Own it now on Blu-ray, DVD, and digital HD. Rated PG.
Are you one of the millions of Americans who suffer from digestive issues like heartburn, acid reflux, IBS, and constipation? Probimune is your answer. Probimune is a brand new probiotic that has been scientifically proven to deliver high quantities of viable good bacteria to your gut to boost your digestive system and improve your overall health. This unique, powerful blend of probiotic strains, coupled with our industry-leading proprietary fermentation process, delivers a maximized bacterial colonization to the gut that no other probiotic can match. Start improving your health today. Visit younghealth.com or call 800-396-9024. Use coupon code DIGEST to receive 15% off first-time orders. Maintaining digestive health is crucial to the body's overall well-being. Don't suffer from negative effects of poor digestion any longer. Order today. Younghealth.com or call 800-396-9024.
Worried about lead, fluoride, and other contaminants in your drinking water? Get a ProPure with the Pro1G 2.0 cleanable reusable filter and remove up to 200 contaminants. Drink water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure products, including the new ProMax shower filter. There's a ProPure for you. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using a computer, or did you buy a new one?
No, I called Geeks On Site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks On Site can go to your home, or business, or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you're having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks On Site. 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly certified computer repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis. 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks On Site for friendly certified computer repair experts available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
You're listening to Bill Martinez Live.
Because I'm happy. Clap along if you feel like a room without a roof. Because I'm happy. Clap along if you feel like happiness is the truth. Because I'm happy. Clap along if you know what happiness is to you. Because I'm happy. Clap along if you feel like that's what you want.
Join us online at BillMartinezLive.com.
Well, if you heard the news at the news conference with Director James Comey, I guess the President and Hillary Clinton are clapping because, you know, they're happy with what the recommendation of this FBI investigation has come to. Our conversation with Bill Salas continues. He is author of the best-selling book, Psalm 83, The Missing Prophecy Revealed, and also his latest book, The Now Prophecies. Bill, I just want to grab your comment here because we just heard the news that Director Comey and the FBI said there's not a lot there.
Right, yeah, and, you know, this just a brief comment on this. When you talked about how we closed out the first segment, talking about how we have, as the people, have declared a declaration of independence from God. Mm-hmm. Now, this is a process that we must all face now where you're going to get the kind of foolish counsel and decisions and leadership that a nation deserves when they declare their independence from God. We have declared our independence from God dating back even way well beyond the Obama generation. We go back into the 60s when Kennedy was president, on through Nixon. You know, he took prayer and Bible reading, and we got abortions in 73, and then in the 60s, the prayer and the Bible reading. You watch this, you know, say goodbye to God through the years, and we get same-sex marriages culminating this in June 26th of 2015. And now, of course, we're dealing with you know, same-sex bathroom issues and all. It's just going to get worse from this point forward. But in the process, when you declare that independence, God gives you over to these types of things. Now, one of the things he does is he tries to warn you about the downward slide. Is he gives you remedial judgments. We've seen this. We've seen the Twin Towers toppled. We've seen worst hurricane in 2005, tornado seasons. We got terror all over the place. You get prophetic voices like Jonathan Cahn trying to warn the country. And then you ultimately get the leaders you deserve. Now, what we've got right now in Washington, if you want to compare it to history, you go back to the Roman Senate when the Roman Empire divided. They were nothing but politicians giving lip service. They were ineffective, and they couldn't sustain the Roman Empire. That's where we're at right now. One of the first things that happens when a kingdom or a nation is judged is they are given leadership with foolish counsel. The Lord takes away the wisdom. And so, at this point, you know, what you have is James Comey. He doesn't want to touch this hot political issue. Had he have touched it, it would have been thrown into the prosecution with Loretta Lynch, who met with Bill Clinton. You know, everybody's wondering what happened in that meeting. Mm-hmm. And I agree with what Rush Limbaugh said recently on the show, that the Clintons are just playing everybody. In other words, we Republicans think something's going to happen, but the reality is nothing will happen. They're just giving a little bit of, you know, things that get them excited, almost as if it's intentional. And so you folks should probably be prepared for a Clinton presidency. I mean, Donald Trump should be leading in the polls. I mean, the terrorism that's going on, the things with Brexit and his feelings about the Middle East. But I would not be surprised if we don't get an extension of another 8 years of the Obama situation through Hillary Clinton. I'm not making a prediction, but I'm telling you, this is very much a possibility.
Well, it could be interesting. I mean, the country is already divided as it is, Bill, as you are well aware. And either this announcement from James Comey just infuriates and rallies the conservative element, you know, around Trump all the more, because what it looks like in terms of possibilities for this country is that if there's any hope, you can only hope that you know, Donald Trump is your Obi-Wan Kenobi here. If he's not, you know, we know what Hillary Clinton is going to bring to us. We know what the Supreme Court will look like for generations, and the downward slide and the further disconnection from the founding fathers' intent of this, you know, this God-blessed country.
Well, you talked about in the first segment, can this country have a moment of national repentance, like Nineveh did, and would God hit the pause button if that's the case? Well, he certainly would. That's in his policy in Jeremiah 18. Mm-hmm. However, at this point in time, no matter who the president is, they're going to be facing unprecedented world events that hit us, especially in the Middle East. They're not even going to know how to deal with that, in my estimation. Even if Ronald Reagan was president, he would have his hands full with what's about to happen. And, you know, we have to ask ourselves, is this nation that's so say la vie to God so bad now that we really will not repent? Because I warn American Christians, you think the Lord is up in heaven draped in the American flag humming the Star Spangled Banner, but how can we expect him to be doing that when we have pushed him away over the last five decades?
Exactly.
We are declining right now as a country. And so whoever the president is, are they going to come in and reverse same-sex marriages? Are they going to go in and stop abortions? Are they going to do the types of things that are displeasing to the Lord? I don't see that. And unless we start to repent of the types of things that push straight-armed God out of our society, then we are going to continue to see this country go on a downward slide. And that's what I think Jonathan Cahn is trying to warn.
Bill, people are not apprehending and connecting whatsoever with the spiritual significance of the decisions that this country has done just even in the last 10 years. You know, we've been very casual, as you say. We've straight armed God right out of our culture. And here it is. And what lies on the horizon? I mean, you look out over it and you talk about the calamitous events that are so pending. You know, the Middle East unraveling, you know, domestic terrorism, broken borders, our own economy, the threat of a very simple EMP attack on our country, and what kind of impact that would have on our population in terms of survival. Forget about the technology that we've depended on. I mean, on and on, all this stuff is on the horizon, Bill, and it's not like we have to wait until there's some perfect alignment of the stars for this to occur. I mean, this is a nanosecond away from happening.
Well, and you know, the Bible talks about a final Trump, a last Trump. And I try to warn Christians, listen, Donald Trump is not the last Trump of the Bible. Mm-hmm. You know, everybody's thinking that he's our Hail Mary, that he's going to reverse all the wrong that this country's done and bring God back into the country. Well, I sure hope that happens should he be the president. I'm not even sure he will be the president. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, we're at a point right now, Bill, where it's a one-on-one relationship with individuals and the Lord. You know, whether you're an American or an Iranian or whatever it is, that relationship is available to them, and it's so important these days that that opportunity is taken by all your listeners that they haven't done it yet, because this is now not about a world leader. This is about the leader of the universe, Jesus Christ. And,
exactly.
And I'm glad your show comes from the biblical perspective as well as the geopolitical perspective, Bill, because this is a critical time right now.
Well, we're trying to balance this out, Bill. You know, people are seeing things happening in their world, and they're going, okay, where is God? What is the meaning? You know, as Carl Berg used to say, he believed that every pastor in the country should go to the pulpit with a newspaper in one hand and the Bible in the other. There is connectivity there, you know, lest we think that God somehow is asleep. God is very active. He's not some man in the sky, as Carl Gallups wrote about, you know, some miracle maker on the in the sky there that just is capricious as however he wants to be. You know, God has given us prophecy. You know, when we've had 66, nearly two-thirds of biblical prophecy fulfilled with 1,000% average and a third still waiting to be fulfilled, as you and I have talked about before, I think the chances are pretty good that remaining third is going to happen, don't you?
It really is the only way to make sense out of what's going on in the world right now. To understand the current events that are going on from simply the political perspective, and the secular perspective, you are not going to understand what the future holds. You've got to look at the biblical perspective. And the Lord gave us a lot of information, more so information about this generation than probably any other generation throughout time. And so I agree with you 100%. And in the midst of all that's going on right now, you look at what's going on in the Middle East. Iran's in Bible prophecy. Syria's in Bible prophecy. Saudi Arabia. I mean, all these places, and especially Israel. And recently, Israel put together the biggest, most right-wing conservative leadership in their history with the new defense minister, Avigdor Lieberman. So now when you look at the face of the two leaders in charge of the military and the nation of Israel, you may as well look back in the Old Testament and envision a picture of Joshua and Caleb, Benjamin Netanyahu and Avigdor Lieberman, or Gideon with his 300 men took out 120,000 Midianites.
Yes.
You are looking at the face of Israel now that is ready for war if they have to. And Hezbollah, Iran just posted the other day, they've got 100,000 missiles in Lebanon been charged by Hezbollah, pointed at Israel. They recently said they could destroy Israel in 8 minutes. This is a critical time, and the Middle East is going to blow up real soon.
Exactly.
And
well, Bill, we're out of time. Bill Salas, radio host, conference speaker, and the best-selling author of Psalm 83. Bill Salas, always an honor to have you with us. It's 29 after.
Experts at Web.com want to build your business a successful website for free, just like we did for these current Web.com customers.
We've used and looked at other website designers, but there's nobody better than Web.com.
Web.com can build your website in as little as 7 days free. Plus, we'll promote it on all the major search engines like Google, Yahoo, and Bing. If after 30 days you're happy, we'll continue to provide promotion, hosting, support, and maintenance, all for one low monthly fee. If not, cancel and pay nothing.
If you're in business today and you don't have a web presence, you won't be taken seriously.
Call right now and you'll also get a free .com or .net domain name for your new website powered by VeriSign, the world's leading domain name provider.
Call 800-765-1480 or go to web.com/radio. That's 800-765-1480.
No upfront charge for site build, after which ongoing fees apply. Rights to site are relinquished when canceled. Domain included during active service, after which fees apply.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Today, how to incorporate your business in just 10 minutes so you won't lose everything if you get sued. Step 1, stop putting it off. If you're not incorporated and someone sues your business tomorrow, it's not just your business at risk. You can lose everything. Your home, your car, even your life savings. Step 2. Call the following number for a free 10-minute incorporation guide from Incorporate.com. 1-800-941-5257. They don't provide legal or financial advice. They just make incorporating quick and easy. So you can incorporate or form an LLC in just 10 minutes. That number again is 1-800-941-5257. Step 3. Congratulate yourself. By taking just 10 minutes to incorporate your business or form an LLC, you protected your home, your car, and your life savings. And that is how you incorporate your business in just 10 minutes. But hurry while they're still giving away these 10-minute incorporation guides for free. Call 1-800-941-5257. That's 1-800-941-5257.
Your program, your calls, your opinions. Bill Martinez, live.
So speak life, speak life, to the dead and darkest night. Speak life, speak life, when the sun won't shine and you don't know why. Look into the eyes of the broken hearted, watch them come alive as soon as you speak hope, you speak love, you speak.
Your program, your calls, your opinions. Live.
Let me tell you, if we only really understood and could appreciate what speaking life, the difference that it could make in light of all the death that's spreading around and all the evil that's being promoted in our world today, you could be a huge difference and a huge blessing in pausing for a moment and speaking life. Bradley Martin is with us right now, a fellow with the Chaim Solomon Center for the American Jewish Thought and deputy editor at the Canadian Institute for Jewish Research. His bylines can be found in publications such as the New York Observer, American Spectator, and The Hill, just to name a few. Bradley Martin, welcome to Bill Martinez Live. How are you?
Doing good, Bill. Thank you for having me.
Hey, good to have you here. The topic that we wanted to focus on is, Barack Obama's misinterpretation, and it's purposeful here, and it's very frustrating, you know, for those of us that really can appreciate it, and especially if you've been to Israel, you understand what's going on there. Israel is being accused of committing genocide, and but clearly what you can see with one quick visit, an easy observation, as Muslims and Arabs live better in Israel than just about anywhere else, right?
That's absolutely true. In a recent article that I wrote for the American Spectator, I responded to the latest claim by Palestinian Authority President Mahmoud Abbas, you know, in front of the European Parliament, that Israel was not only committing genocide against the Palestinians, but that Palestinians were suffering mass murder on a scale, quote, the likes of which has never been seen or heard ever by the international community. Now, that is quite a claim.
Where's the factual evidence to that point?
Well, there is no factual evidence to that claim, because quite clearly, either Israel is most likely not committing genocide against the Arab population, or it is doing a very poor job of it. For example, right. In Gaza, the population increased, you know, from 127% from 1994 to 2011, and this was one of the highest growth rates in the world. The total population in Judea, Samaria, and Gaza was 1,006,000 in 1950, and that grew to almost 4 million in 2011. So, essentially, there is no genocide going on.
Well, compare those numbers for just a moment, if you would, for me, Bradley. Compare those numbers outside of Israel in these Muslim and Arab nations, what they have done to Christians and Jews.
Yes, absolutely.
Well, I mean, they've gone just the opposite. You have growth in Israel, and yeah. You have absolute destruction and annihilation going on with Christian and Jews in the homelands that they control.
Yes, absolutely. Professor Daniel Pipes of the Middle East Forum pointed out that since 1948, 11 million Middle Eastern Muslims have been violently killed, but of which 35,000, or 0.3% of the Muslim population, died from wars of annihilation against Israel.
Mm-hmm.
So this is barely a fraction. And not only are Arabs tolerated in Israeli society, but essentially Israel is undoubtedly the best place in the Middle East for Arabs to thrive, as well as practice their religion freely. For example, if you're for Muslim Arabs, Israel has approximately 400 mosques, and this is a five-fold increase since 1988.
Mm-hmm.
300 imams and muezzins receive their salaries from the Israeli government, and which also provides funding for Islamic schools and colleges, as well as printing of the Quran for these schools, as well as Islamic textbooks.
Wow.
And, in fact, this is not only a tolerance towards Israeli Muslims, but essentially on the Temple Mount in Jerusalem, you see a situation where the Temple Mount is the holiest site in Judaism.
Mm-hmm.
And essentially, in order to not offend Islamic sensibilities, no non-Muslim prayer is allowed on this site. In fact, if you are a non-Muslim, you cannot pray on the Temple Mount.
Right.
So,
which is interesting, because just right on the other side, you've got the Western Wall, and you have prayer nonstop there at the Western Wall.
Yes, absolutely. However, you see at the Western Wall that non-Jews are permitted to enter the Western Wall.
Mm-hmm.
It's a complete contrast.
Yes.
So I took this example, and I wanted to compare it to Saudi Arabia, which is essentially the center of Islamic religious life.
Mm-hmm.
It contains Mecca and Medina, the holiest sites in Islam. And according to the UK-based Islamic Heritage Foundation, over 98% of the country's historical and religious sites have been destroyed since 1985. Hilton Hotel now stands on the site of the house of Islam's first caliph, while the house of Muhammad's first wife has now been made into public toilets. So this is quite a contrast, whereas you see in Israel, the construction of mosques and Islamic schools have grown considerably.
Mm-hmm.
But you just go to Saudi Arabia, it's the complete opposite.
Yeah, I mean, that's kind of that's mind-numbing to think that that's what they would do. And, of course, if Israel was to do anything similar to that, the outrage and the retribution would be extensive. You know, I want to go back to a statement you said earlier in terms of claiming that more Palestinians are dying in Israel. But last time I checked, I didn't think Israel is having a knife intifada. It's the Arabs and the Palestinians there that are doing and participating in the knife intifada, which is the knifing, the killing of innocents. In fact, when I was there in Israel in January, the night before we left, a single mom with four children, I believe it's a Palestinian, broke into her house and killed her, knifed her to death in front of her four kids.
Yes, absolutely. In fact, just recently, there was a Palestinian who, in Kiryat Arba, for example, mm-hmm. a Palestinian broke into a house and killed a child.
Yes.
Which is, Israel has exercised an unusual and extraordinary amount of restraint
exactly.
towards Palestinian terrorism.
Mm-hmm.
There's no question about that.
And what people misunderstand here, too, that have not been there, Bradley, is these walls that have been set up. You look at Israel and the neighborhoods that were unprotected and people were dying because, Palestinian Arabs would just shoot randomly. They would shoot into these neighborhoods and kill innocents. And Benjamin Netanyahu and Israel, the Israelis, had to put up walls. They're not to divide and promote apartheid, as some would suggest. It was to protect. And those walls have been successful in protecting innocents by and large, hasn't it?
Yes, absolutely. For example, the death toll has dropped considerably since the Second Intifada with the growth of these security measures.
Mm-hmm.
And it seems very unfair, I would say, to criticize Israel for protecting itself.
Yeah. Bradley, we got about 30 seconds here. What do you want the audience to take away here right
well,
now?
Well, I would like the audience to take away that essentially we have to dispense with the notion that Mahmoud Abbas, the president of the Palestinian Authority, is a moderate. For example, in 1982, he completed his doctoral thesis titled "A Secret Connection Between the Nazis and the Zionist Movement," and he essentially claimed that there were no gas chambers and that there was a secret Jewish Nazi conspiracy.
Well, Bradley, we're out of time. I'm so sorry. Bradley Martin, fellow with the Chaim Solomon Center for the American Jewish Thought. Thank you, Bradley, for being with us on Bill Martinez Live. 18 before the top of the hour right now.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now, and as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Miracles are God's way of letting us know He's here.
From the producers of Heaven is for Real, Miracles from Heaven, based on the incredible true story.
So you're telling me it healed her?
Yes.
That's impossible.
If you don't believe in miracles, you will after watching this film, says the insider.
He told me I'd be fine.
Who told you you'd be fine?
Miracles from Heaven, starring Jennifer Garner. Own it now on Blu-ray, DVD, and digital HD. Rated PG.
Having a place to go after school will make you a better student. Having an outlet to express yourself will make you a better artist. Having something to do together will make you a better family. At The Y, we're helping build better friends, listeners, writers, swimmers, scientists, and musicians, one chance at a time. Give the gift of opportunity. Donate to The Y at ymca.net/give. The Y, for a better us.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight. Well, at Bill Martinez Live, our healthy body weight loss system simply nitrifies the body, bringing down cravings. It's been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Find us at BillMartinezLive.com, Youngevity, or call 855-305-8326. Again, 855-305-8326.
If you're considering going back to school, ask yourself the following questions. Do you need the flexibility to take classes on your schedule? Do you have college credits you need transferred? Do you want to earn a quality degree from a world-renowned university? If you answered yes to any of these questions, Arizona State University is the perfect school for you. Arizona State University offers over 100 highly ranked degree programs 100% online. You'll earn the same degree as you would on campus, from wherever you are, on your schedule. Plus, ASU Online accepts most transfer credits. For information, call 1-800-933-1430. Learn for yourself why the Wall Street Journal ranks ASU fifth in the nation for producing the best qualified graduates, and why 90% of ASU grads are recruited within 90 days of graduation. Learn to grow, learn to succeed, and learn to thrive at Arizona State University. To learn more about ASU Online degrees, call 1-800-933-1430. That's 1-800-933-1430.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-91-STEEL.
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 Hello, mercy, I have been searching for you lately.
Bill Martinez.
Can you hold me together? Can you love me?
Welcome back, America. Bill Martinez here with you just about 14 minutes before the top of the hour. And I'll tell you, so much is being talked about regarding FBI Director James Comey's decision to not pursue any kind of criminal indictment against one Hillary Clinton. And I can't think of anyone better to have on to talk about this than James Herson, New York Times bestselling author, commentator, media analyst, and law professor. James, I know we were going to talk about BFG, of course, the Disney movie. But before we do, and if we have time, we will talk about that. But man, this decision from FBI Director Comey is quite astounding. And I told everybody on Monday, actually make that Tuesday, when I'd heard that Barack Obama was on the plane with Hillary heading to the next campaign stop, I said, you know, that's what we call in marketing parlance as a buying signal. That was a huge indicator that all was going to fare well with this announcement from FBI Director Comey.
Well, look, this is a day that will live in infamy, especially for the history of the FBI. The FBI is a great law enforcement institution with incredibly professional people. And prior to this day, I'm sure James Comey was one of them. But what occurred here clearly was something. Comey looked like he was doing a hostage video, because he set forth a strong, powerful case for Hillary Clinton to be indicted under Section, I believe it's 793F of Title 18. You read that statute, and he literally went down and fulfilled all the requirements for the statute, and then at the end of his presentation made a statement that law professionals do not make. Law school, for example, teaches to be very careful about using a term like never or always. And here's what Comey said. No reasonable prosecutor would bring charges. It was breathtaking to hear this.
Yeah, right.
It was unprofessional, which is not consistent with Comey. It was contradictory, which is not consistent with Comey. It reminded me of John Roberts' decision.
Funny you should say that. That's exactly what I thought. I said, are we getting John Roberts here?
Yeah, so that means that somehow, which we don't understand, there was another factor at play. Because, look, if you look at this Section F that is the statute, and by the way, law enforcement professionals read the statute, especially because they have to, when they're out investigating, they have to match the evidence to the requirement of the statute. The statute talks about national security items, items of that relate to national security, such as classified documents. And it says if anyone handles those documents with gross negligence, what Comey said, by the way, extreme carelessness is a definition of gross negligence. And the opposite is true. There's no reasonable prosecutor who would turn down bringing forth the charges on this case. It's an absolute, as somebody, Andrew McCarthy in National Review said, the FBI essentially, through Comey, rewrote the law.
Yeah. Exactly.
They use the word intent, which is not in that section. It's in other sections, but it's not in the section that they would have prosecuted her on. Then we find out, though, even in his devastating case against Hillary, we find out once again proof that she lied. Mm-hmm. She claimed that she had never sent or received classified information. Then when emails surfaced saying that she did send classified information, her surrogate said, well, it wasn't marked classified. Well, both of those things turned out to be lies. Mm-hmm. She also deleted non-personal government-related email. Now, Comey says, well, you know, when you have email, people delete things routinely, so we don't have evidence that it was intentional. Of course it was intentional. It's a cover-up.
Yes,
at least
right.
A jury could come to the conclusion it's circumstantial evidence. You know, finding direct evidence of intent, that means a witness said, well, I heard Hillary Clinton say that she was intentionally deleting her emails to keep them from the FBI. Well, people don't act that way. So circumstantial evidence is used all the time in these cases. Yeah, this is terrible news for the United States of America on the day after our birthday.
Well, I got to tell you, James, the idea that she's too big to jail is really resounding across the country, is that it is no longer justice for all.
No, and it's not only is it no longer justice for all, what Comey did in his disclosing the evidence is an open and shut case that Hillary Clinton is not fit to be the commander-in-chief.
Someone who was
in charge of the State Department, mm-hmm. even if you use his words extremely careless, mm-hmm. we all know that there's a thing called
resounding across the country is
Texas. Over the last months, we've heard former heads of the CIA, high intelligence people say, it's a sure shot.
Yes.
Putin and China and North Korea and all these have hacked it. We know Guccifer hacked it. We know Julian Assange says that WikiLeaks has access to emails that were, in fact, from hacks. If Guccifer, an amateur hacker, can hack Hillary's server, of course the Chinese hackers got in there. Mm. And for Comey to say it's possible is, let's put it this way, I mean, he's definitely downplaying something because he should have said it's highly likely, it's probable. And that jeopardizes all of us. That jeopardizes our national security, and that's not someone who could ever be president of the United States.
Well, James, the unfortunate thing what Comey did was he took it out of the courtroom and put it out in the street. Now we're going to have this adjudicated in the court of public opinion, and already you're hearing what people are saying across this country. They know that they got worked, just like, you know, like I said earlier, and you suggested with Justice Roberts, we got Justice Roberts on this deal, and maybe that's the new coined term, when we get worked and you know, justice is denied and the truth is obfuscated, and it's endorsed by our federal government and by our higher institutions that were designed by our founding fathers to keep this from happening, and they just threw it out the window.
They sure did. And when we have somebody like this, eight of the email chains, meaning back and forth email conversations, were at the highest level of classification, top secret.
Right.
And it was obvious. And it was, or any reasonable person, and even if it wasn't labeled that way, but these were labeled. And these people sent it back and forth knowing they were jeopardizing our national security. And when you couple this with what came out last week with the Benghazi investigation, and the timeline of that investigation, where Hillary Clinton and the people in the Obama administration lied to the American people, knowing that it was, in fact, a planned terror attack, and we're talking about the death, an act of war, a killing of an ambassador and other Americans, it's staggering. It's breathtaking. So you know what? There's a coalition between those people who are independents, those people who are Republican, those people who are Bernie Sanders backers, and those people. He set forth his incentive to fight this oligarchy we find ourselves in the United States of America.
Well, James, I'm afraid that we're going to open the door to some demonstration of anarchy because of this. I think this is a much serious issue, and as in experience past, the Clintons have a way of opening the door to unintended consequences. James Herson, I'm Bill Martinez Live, New York Times bestselling author, commentator, media analyst, and law professor. I told you we'll have to talk about BFG later, okay?
Yeah, we will.
Thanks, buddy.
All right.
Results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA, insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
We use mobile devices.